Time to talk about the Blue Jay football now with head coach Garrett Michael on FM 103.9 KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office. And, well, coach, we'll start with this. Obviously, last year, a 5-4 record, solid year, 4-1 in the Big 7 League. But now you head into 2021. How have things gone so far? I know you've had a couple of weeks of practice underneath your belt, summer workouts and everything of the sort, Jamboree last week. How have things gone?
They've gone really well. And it's a testament to our kids. They showed up for summer weights. We had over 100 kids on a daily basis at summer weights. We couldn't ask for anything better there. Our seniors are a blue-collar group, not many of them, but they're very coachable. They want to do what's right, and they want to go hard. And so that's what we're building on. And I think the younger guys follow that lead. As do a lot of younger groups, whether it's good or bad, they follow the lead. And right now, it's I couldn't be more proud of what our seniors have done for us. The Jamboree went well. We've never done one before, but it's a lot better than scrimmaging yourself. And you get a look at some different looks, and you get a look at a defense that maybe doesn't know your play calls. And so you can execute a little better that way. But it's good to get the game, Friday night game, speed and experience. That's what we're going to need, and I think that helped us on Friday.
Yeah, you mentioned you lost 12 seniors off last year's team. How much did that Jamboree help, though, just to get kind of those first-game jitters, first-game nerves, some of the younger guys that are going to get thrown to the fire, some of their first action? How much do you think that really did help?
That really helped. One thing on offense that I wanted to see was the turnovers, and we didn't have any turnovers, so that's a absolute plus with maybe some inexperienced Friday night players, and so I was really proud of that. And defensive really played hard and flew around to the ball, and I thought they made plays when they presented themselves to them, and that's what I wanted to see. Obviously, we weren't worried about the scores or first downs or three and outs. We just wanted to execute, and I wanted the intensity to ramp up like a Friday night. So like I told our kids, you know, we've been on the road now. We've played two varsity football teams. So really it's game three come Chapman time.
Yeah, and you do bring back a couple of good weapons, especially on the offensive side. You bring back Josh Sherman at running back, also Jonathan Renier, and then you're going to have Matthew Garber under center. What are your expectations really from those three guys here heading into week one?
The same expectations I have for anybody that lines up for us is just play within the system. Do what you can do. Don't try to do too much. Offensively, we want to, you know, control the line of scrimmage. We want to control the time of possession, and we don't want to turn it over. And if we can average 3 yards a carry, then we're going to be satisfied with that. So there's no more or less expectations on those guys than there would be if they're returning guys for us. I just want them to be themselves and play their game, and then we'll play on their strengths as we feel fit during the season. And they're going to show us some things that they can do well, and they're going to show us some things we need to work on, and we're going to play to those strengths.
Well, Coach, you guys are going to get tested right away on the road at Chapman on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back on this About the Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside this About the Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Garrett Michael on FM 103.9 KNZA. And, well, coach, week one opponent coming up on Friday on the road at Chapman. Team you're familiar with, played last year a really, really good game. Ultimately, a 34-29 loss for your guys as Chapman scored in the final couple of minutes to win that game. So do you look back much at that? Obviously, you know, you're going to look back at some of the personnel and some things that they did. But what are a couple things that you do try to take from last year's game heading into Friday?
Well, you know, our whole coaching staff has talked to the team, and the team knows this, but, you know, the three phases of the game are so important. And, you know, offensively, we drove the first drive down, had a great 12-13 play drive and scored it. And I thought we did a great job for, you know, the guys that really didn't have any Friday night experience and didn't have that Jamboree. And then we kind of let down, and we kicked off, and they returned it for a touchdown. Their quarterback was a very, very good player, and he showed it on the first time he touched the ball. So now all of a sudden they're back excited as to opposed to saying, man, they drove it down our throats. How are we going to stop them? And then we turned the ball over offensively and gave them a couple short fields, and then it's 20-7, and now – They don't think they can play with us. They know they can. And then you're in a dogfight. But I was proud of our kids for coming back. And, you know, defensively, you know, I don't think we were ready for the speed of the game. And they run flexbone, and it's a disciplined offense. And it makes your defense have to be sound and disciplined. And I thought we got away from that a little bit on the defensive side. So we've talked about it. All three phases of the game had their chances to do well. They did well, but then we also, all three phases, didn't do so well, and that cost us the game ultimately.
So then, Coach, heading into this week one game, what's the biggest thing you do want to see from your guys? I know you talked about it a little bit earlier as far as offensively not turning the football over, but what are a couple things that really you feel like you need to see on Friday night to make you feel good?
I want to see us play together. Not that we didn't in the Jamboree. That's what I want to see. Whether it's a good play or a bad play, I want us to be one team, one heartbeat, because there's going to be games where things don't go right. And I want to see, I don't want to see tempers, and I don't want to see blame game. And I want to see us all be rally around each other. And that's what I want to see. And if we get that, then we'll get the effort. You know, as far as execution, like I told them before, you know, it's game three. We've played Hiawatha, we've played Marysville. So this is game three for us. As long as we approach it that way, I think we'll be okay.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck against Chapman coming up on Friday, and certainly want to thank you for taking the time. We look forward to hearing from you throughout the year. Again, you'll be at Chapman on Friday, a game you can watch live on the Sabetha channel at MSESports.net. But, Coach, thank you for taking the time. We really appreciate it. Good luck.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our Locker Room Chats, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office on FM 103.9 KNZA.